The Players Lounge is presented by 24-Hour Fitness, the official fitness partner of the Anaheim Ducks. From best-in-class equipment to expert coaching and motivating group fitness classes, 24-Hour Fitness has what you need to find your strength.
This is an uninterrupted look into the Anaheim Ducks locker room. Hear the stories, chirps, season journey, and more from the current Ducks roster right here on the Players Lounge.
Welcome to the Players Lounge. I am joined by Sam Carrick, a.k.a.
Kid Rickers.
Nickname, well, we got Frank Vetrano, Frankie V.
Yeah.
Is that,
yeah.
I mean, can we roll with that? And
Mason
McTavish, Mac T.
Ogie.
Sammy C.
Yeah, that could work. Rickers has been going around Rickers a little bit lately.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's probably... We'll go with that.
We'll go with Rickers. Okay. Eats, Emmer. I don't know. Jackson Lacombe calls me Eats. That's probably the one guy. So you can call me Emmer Eats. But thanks for joining us. And we're going to get right to it here. So Mason, Mac T, Frank Vetrano All-Star. How proud of you are, you know, how proud of Frankie are you? Like,
yeah, no, obviously he's had a great season so far. You know, it's pretty cool for him. Obviously he's kind of been, obviously on a couple different teams, kind of finally getting that, you know, full top six role, I feel like, this year, and, you know, taking advantage of it fully. And, yeah, no, it's been awesome to watch.
And, Sam, for you, I mean, do you feel like you should get credit for something down the line? I mean, was it warmups, maybe some saucer passes to Frankie, or, I mean, do you feel like you should get some credit for that All-Star nod? Did you help him?
I don't know if I'd take any credit. No,
just rinse me, yeah, at the card table.
Come on. But I mean, played against him even in the minors when I was in Toronto, and I think that's back when you're going like a goal a game, 30 games or whatever. And,
yeah,
you know, so obviously we knew he was going to be a good player for sure. But yeah, like looking at, you know, even I've seen pictures of him as a kid, and if you told me that guy was going to be an NHL All-Star one day, I would not believe you. So. Yeah, pretty impressive. Were you undrafted too?
Undrafted.
Yep. So yeah, I mean, a lot of hurdles to hop for him. So yeah, pretty proud of him.
And for the listeners listening to this, I mean, we're in close quarters right here. This is like a 2x3 foot table here. So hopefully it stays this close as far as you know, how this conversation goes, because this next question is going to I don't know, get a little sticky here. So Frankie, out of these two, Sam and Mason, who would you want tagging along at All-Star Weekend? Like if you were to pick one of these guys to tag along with you, why?
I think I have to go Rickers. Been around the block longer. Probably knows the city a lot better, okay, than Mac T.
Mac T, how do you feel? How do you feel about that? How does that make you feel?
That's all right. We spend a lot of time together. So.
Yeah, we spend a lot of time together. A guy that knows Toronto and probably knows all the good spots that where to go, but yeah, you know, you can't go wrong with both, but I think I'd have to go with Sammy.
Okay. That worked out well. That was smooth. Okay.
That was easy.
You guys, yeah, took that one. Okay. So, Mac T, Rickers, and, what is his brothers? I mean, I was checking your maple syrup water company, but as I'm reading the website, there was two other names. Were those your brothers there?
Yeah. Jake and Josh, okay, are my other two brothers. Yeah. There's four of us total.
And you're all in on this maple syrup water company.
Well, I mean, it's the two, Jake and Josh, it's their thing.
Okay.
Trevor and I mean, we're not really around to help.
Okay.
So we're preoccupied with our jobs, but yeah, they kind of run it full time. It's maple syrup, mostly, but they do maple water as well.
Okay.
Which is, I guess you compare it to like coconut water, similar kind of thing.
And toss a plug out. What's it called? Where can we find it?
Just Carrick Bros Maple. Yeah, Instagram. We have a website too. I don't even know what the website is, but if you just Google Carrick Bros like Maple, just Google it. Yeah, Google. You can't go wrong. And yeah, there's they're on Instagram as well.
Okay, and the waters are actually half off. So right when we're done with this, I'm gonna hop on the website. And what's the shipping? From, is it Canada?
Shipping's I don't know, that's kind of out of our hands, but it is a little expensive.
Okay.
But if anyone needs some water, I got lots here, and I do have a few bottles of syrup as well. But
okay, I'm gonna after this, I'm gonna,
all right, we'll auction them off.
Mac T, what was your first purchase with your show dough? Like, what was the first thing that you purchased when you got that first check?
I don't know. It was kind of weird for me because I played my 9 games my first year and then kind of got sent down. So I didn't, like, I obviously made there's there for a couple paychecks, but I don't know. I guess the first thing I got when.
No, I'm talking like bonus. Rookie, your entry level. Yeah.
I didn't really spend anything. I just kind of kept it. I bought a car my second or last year at the start of the year. That's probably the biggest.
Do you believe that? Do you believe.
No,
that he didn't buy anything. Like, are there any purchases that the boys know about that happened right away?
No? I mean, no. Looking at the clothes he wears, I know he didn't go shopping.
He's got nice ice on his neck now, though. So that's
good. Oh, he does too. Yeah.
Where'd you pick that one up?
Frankie V's guy.
The block?
I don't know. It's Frank's guy.
Springfield Mass Jeweler, Fernard Jeweler. Shout out.
Sheesh, is that out in Mass?
Yeah.
And are you blinged up right now too?
I am.
What do you got rocking?
I got my number as well, just like Mac T. And then I have a cross.
Sheesh. And that's all real. No. Okay.
You should get the diamond checker out.
Okay. Well, I know. That's why next time I might have to bring that. Okay. Okay. Frankie, if you were getting your real estate, mantra right now, East Longmeadow, Massachusetts?
Longmeadow now. But Longmeadow. I grew up in East Long, Springfield.
Yeah. Okay. Longmeadow, Massachusetts. If you're a realtor trying to sell me a house, like what good things you could say about I got East or Longmeadow, Massachusetts. Like if you were to try to convince me to move there, what are some good things you could say about it?
You got to show them the tat.
Well, I got the tattoo of the Springfield skyline on my my thigh.
Okay, so, okay. You know, what
all the boys.
Buildings one, yeah, three, like and four,
four, five. Not a very big city. Had to show some loyalty.
Are those
to
your
city.
Meetup locations? The buildings one.
Yeah, we got the TD building here. We got the Symphony Hall. I think we got the TD whatever.
Oh, that's the area code.
Yeah. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
What is it? 413. 413.
No. Okay. If you ask any guys that have played in the minors, I know Rickers has been to Springfield before. A lot of guys have been through there, but you know it's kind of in and out, and they don't want to stay there much longer. But I grew up there my whole life. I think the biggest thing for me going back there is just it's a great place to raise family, kids, great school systems, kind of all the adult talk. Now it's a good place to raise a family, and that's why I go back there.
Okay, Sam, for you, who's the and once again, a couple of these questions could get sticky. Who's the shadier character out of Mac T and Frankie V? Like who's the shadier? Who was like, hey, like, I want to grab dinner and he ghosts you. Like, who? Like, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I got to go with Mac T.
Wow.
Well, Frank usually books all my dinners.
I'm the reservation guy.
Yeah.
So you're okay.
He's the reservation guy on the road. Pretty good. So, Mac T, I mean, yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't call him shady, but you kind of never know what he's up to. Great guy to be around when you are around him. But,
oh, thanks.
Yeah, no, he's, he's good. We don't really have any shady characters around here, which is a good thing.
Okay, everyone's getting along. I like it. Going back to being a small business owner, we talked about Sam and what he's got going on with his brothers there. I mean, if you were to open up, just do a little side gig, side hustle, Frankie V, like what would he start as far as a business? Do you have any business aspirations?
So my family are small business owners. They've owned a restaurant for the past 30 plus years.
Give
them
a shout out.
Antonio's Grinders and Pizza in Springfield, Mass.
What's the special? I'm sure they have specialties, but what's the talk of the town? Like, why do people, is there one thing that just...
I think people just
go... Is the talk of the town?
Yeah. It's the business itself has probably been 50 plus years. My dad's location has been there for a while. Then he took it over, I think, when he was... probably like 20, 25 years old, took it over from his dad. And my grandfather's brother is the one that started all the businesses, and they eventually took him over. But, just it's been in the neighborhood for so long, and people just know it's a good spot to get good pizza and good subs. So for me, I'd probably stay out of the restaurant business. I'd probably just stay with what I know. Open up a hockey training facility or something like that.
It's such a grind. Yeah. I mean, I have buddies who own a bakery, and there's one light on. And we live close to it, but we're down the main drag. She's always there putting stuff in the oven. It's ridiculous.
If you're the owner, you have to make sure you're there, and there's a lot of stuff you have to take care of, make sure the business is running properly. So, I give him a lot of credit to keep doing what he's doing.
Yeah. Mac T, day trader. What do you do? What do you do on the side? Like what? Any small business aspirations, post-career even? Like, I don't know. Are you a salesman?
Not really. Maybe, I don't know. If I had to, like, do something, maybe. If I wasn't a hockey player, maybe, build a gym or own a gym or something like that. I don't know. Yeah, come no real reason. I don't know.
Come work at the one I want to open up.
You're opening one?
I want to.
Yeah.
The Players Lounge is presented by 24-Hour Fitness, the official fitness partner of the Anaheim Ducks. From best-in-class equipment to expert coaching and motivating group fitness classes, 24-Hour Fitness has what you need to find your strength.
Okay, let's talk about some hockey stuff right now. Mac T, we'll continue with you. You have that the warm-ups, almost talent show out there. 2-3 minutes left to go in warm-ups before the game puck drop. I mean, what's the craziest move you've done? I mean, what? It's you, Leo. Who else is out there?
Z's normally out there.
Z, that's right.
When he's there. Zelly's out there now, too, another addition.
And then Bo, I saw...
Yeah, Bo's out there sometimes, too. There. Yeah.
And for our listeners out there, what last 2-3 minutes, right, of warmups, Mac T and some of the other Ducks players are razzling dazzling on the breakaways. What's the craziest thing you've pulled in one of those things?
I don't know, maybe just a couple one handers on Dostal. Gibby doesn't stay in there, so whenever Dostal's not playing, he'll jump in there, take some shots. So it's nice, but yeah, I've been just trying to mix it up and have some fun.
And then what about you guys? Any superstitions? Any as far as get dressed, gear left to right, anything like that, or no? That's you're not that.
Honestly, yeah, I do a different warm up every day. Basically, it's like I don't have any of that. I mean, I kind of take an assessment of how I'm feeling that day, and if I feel like I need to do a little more of a warm up, then I'll do it. But if I'm feeling pretty good, then you know, sometimes it's just a nice hot shower and get ready to go.
What about you?
Everything has to go on my left side first. And then just stick can't touch the ground. That's pretty much it.
Stick can't touch the ground.
Yeah, the blade.
When you're carrying it out to the ice?
After I tape it, yeah. I mean, that just going out for warm-ups, like, I don't want it the blade touch the ground.
Holy smokes. That's something.
But I'm not one of those psychos that if it touches the ground, like, I'm retaping the stick. It's just like, it is what it is.
Well, that's boring. You're tiptoeing the line there. Okay, so Frankie B, you're the lone college guy in this conversation. Why do you think college hockey is better than the CHL? Let's hear it. No, friends off.
I think just the college life itself, aside from hockey, I think the hockey's great. I think the hockey in the CHL gets you more prepared for this level. College, you're only a few teams, not very great. You only play like 30-40 games, but... I think just the overall thing of living on campus with, you know, all your teammates and getting to know the students and the parties and going to the bars and, you know, just meeting like all the other athletes and all the non-athletes. It's just awesome. Like, you create friendships that way, even if they're the guys that aren't on the hockey team. So just the overall experience of everything. Like, I had a blast. If you talk to any guy, I know you talk to guys that went to college and play with guys that went to college. It's just, it's a blast. It's such a good time.
And you went to?
UMass Amherst.
Okay. Sam, Mac T, why this CHL, Canadian Hockey League, over college?
Well, I'll go. He kind of touched on it. It does prepare you a little bit better for that pro lifestyle.
You think even with the two games in the weekend?
Yeah. I mean, you're playing a 68-game schedule, and it's...
travel, too.
Yeah.
It's that many games? Yeah. 68? What, yeah. With tournaments?
No.
For CHL?
Oh, you're talking about CHL.
College,
okay, yeah, yeah, yeah.
34, 36 games.
So you're saying this is bonus? Okay. Yeah. No, that's what I...
Yeah. But honestly, okay. I mean, I kind of wish I went to college, too. So
why is that?
I don't know. It just, you know, it's just for the experience. You know, I'm grateful for what I had in the OHL for sure. I made a lot of, you know, really good friends, lifelong friends that I still keep in touch with. And I think you get the same thing in college for sure. It's just nice to be a little bit older when you do turn pro, and especially for the American Hockey League, because, you know, they have that veteran rule that comes in, and, you know, you got 24-year-old guys that are rookies that are coming in. And, you know, it just, I think for myself, I was a little bit of a late bloomer. So I think it probably might have helped me to kind of hold back a little bit and develop my game in college. But yeah, I mean, it would have been a good time as well. So yeah, I think, you know, for myself, it's hard to look back and say I made the wrong decision. But, you know, here we are.
And that's what threw me off, because the 68 games, I'm a Western Leaguer. So we have the 72. So that's what I was. Okay. Interesting. What about you, Mac T? Why? Why would you say Canadian Hockey League? I had a blast. I mean,
I think,
you know, as far as the parties and hey, we're there for all the listeners out there.
Yeah.
Alberta, I was a Western League guy over 18. Yeah. So, but you know what?
Yeah, no, I mean, I definitely had a lot of fun when I played junior. You know, I started in Peterborough when I was just 16. Obviously, it's a lot different. You know, you're so much younger. You know, playing in a junior league is tough, but it kind of, you know, gets you ready to play against older guys. I mean, same as college, I guess it's a four-year gap for the most part. Yeah. But, no, I mean, I think there's no real wrong option, honestly. I think they're both great. I mean, anywhere you go in hockey, you're going to have fun. So, and, you know, you're competing with the best players in the country. So, yeah, I don't really think there's a wrong choice, and I was happy with the choice I made.
Nice. Frankie V, back to you. You're yatted pretty good, and we touched on it a little bit earlier with your hometown and the tribute there on your leg. What's next for you? What are you thinking? Are you going hands? And I already see the
I got my daughter's the back. Name
okay.
There.
Are you going full blown?
I want to do my legs next. I got a few small ones that I added this summer. Like
you're going both. Full leg sleeves.
I want to do my calf next, a big piece on my calf. Then I want to get my chest, but my wife probably wouldn't be too happy, so I'll probably just come home with that one day.
Sam, what about you?
I got nothing right now, man.
No? Don't put bumper stickers on a Bentley? Is that your mentality?
Exactly. I mean, I don't know. I'm open to it for sure, but I just got to figure out. I'm so undecisive of that kind of stuff. Like, I got to figure out what to get first and then
one of those guys.
Yeah.
Okay. Patience. Hey, you know, I'm sure if a lot of people had that mentality, they would probably be thankful for it a little bit later on. Mac T,
I got
tattoos. Like,
I'm open for it. I just don't. I'm kind of like Sammy. I don't know what I would get, but I don't have any right now. But yeah, I'd say I'm open for it. Just kind of undecisive. Not really sure what I would get yet.
Just a few more things. All-Star break. Coming back at you with that one. What are you most looking forward to just watching? And I'll include all three of you in this one. Like, what are your skills competition, seeing Frankie Feet just dazzle all over the ice, you know, Mac T? Like, what are you most looking forward to?
Yeah, I want to see Frankie just shoot some pucks in the game. What's going on?
They're doing it differently. Did you hear the format they're doing this year?
No.
So there's only 12 guys doing the skills competition.
I knew that part.
So I'm just basically there for the game.
Yes. It's great. Yes. Because those guys are already.
That's perfect.
No, they're not there yet, are they?
No, I think guys get there on Wednesday, Thursday.
Do all the guys get there at the same time?
Yeah, around the same time, yeah.
Okay.
So they have the draft on Thursday night, the fantasy draft. Then Friday's the skills competition. Only 12 guys are doing it. And then Saturday's the game.
And what are you most looking forward to?
I'm just looking forward, honestly, just have a good week with my family and friends. My whole entire family, brothers and sister-in-laws and nieces and nephews are going. My buddy's driving 7 hours and got an Airbnb in the city. So it's going to be a good weekend.
Nice. Okay. I'll end with this one. Frankie V's got some great sty. So does Mac T on the ice. I think both these guys have some great sty for different reasons. Once again, this could get a little bit sticky. Friends off. Who are you picking, Sam, for better sty between these two? On ice style. And why?
Man, that's tough. I'll say Mac T's got the better style.
Why?
I think the curly hair helps. I can't wait to see what he looks like when he's 33 years old and with the curly hair and going no bucket in warmups. It's going to be unreal. Great. Yeah. So I think he's got a lot of potential there. And we'll see. I mean, not that Frankie has bad style.
Yeah, I know. Just regular style, nothing crazy.
Yeah.
Frankie, I really appreciate the TJ. The tape drop sock. On it. The full sock looks so money. So that's something I
love
you.
The full
I got
sock.
You. I got you.
I'm trying Mac to get Mac you got
great.
It.
You got great style as well.
Thank you.
Boys, well, appreciate the time. Thanks for coming on the Players Lounge for Sam Carrick, Frank Vetrano, and Mason McTavish. I'm Emerson Edom, and we'll see you next time.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Thanks, Sam.
The Players Lounge is presented by 24 Hour Fitness, the official fitness partner of the Anaheim Ducks. From best-in-class equipment to expert coaching and motivating group fitness classes, 24 Hour Fitness has what you need to find your strength.
This is an Anaheim Ducks original production on Duckstream.